your daily AI press review. April 13th, 2026. Sovereign AI. Japan is launching a coordinated push to build sovereign AI capability, and it's being led not by government, but by industry. SoftBank has united 8 major corporations, including NEC, Honda, Sony, Nippon Steel, Kobe Steel, and 3 of Japan's largest banks into a new joint venture aimed at developing a domestic foundation model. The goal is clear: reduce dependence on American and Chinese AI systems, which currently dominate global infrastructure. This isn't just about national pride. It's about control over critical decision-making tools in finance, manufacturing, and logistics. With Japan's aging population and shrinking workforce, AI is seen as essential for maintaining economic competitiveness. The consortium plans to pool data, talent, and capital to train models tailored to Japanese language, business practices, and regulatory environments. Early focus will be on industrial automation and supply chain optimization, areas where Japanese firms already lead globally. This marks a significant shift from fragmented corporate AI efforts to a unified national strategy, one that could serve as a model for other nations seeking technological autonomy. Meanwhile, in the U.S., TSMC is on track to report its 4th consecutive quarter of record profits, driven almost entirely by insatiable demand for AI chips. Analysts estimate the company will book about $24 billion in net profit for the first quarter of 2026, up nearly 40% year over year. This surge is fueled by massive orders from NVIDIA, Meta, and Microsoft, all racing to deploy next-generation data centers. TSMC's 3-nanometer and upcoming 2-nanometer process nodes are now the gold standard for AI accelerators, offering unmatched power efficiency and compute density. The company's Arizona fab is expected to come online by late 2026, reducing reliance on Taiwan for critical supply. But challenges remain, including yield issues with next-gen packaging and rising competition from Samsung. Still, TSMC's dominance gives it unprecedented leverage in the AI ecosystem. Every major AI model today runs on silicon they manufacture. That makes them not just a supplier, but a strategic choke point in the global AI race. On the startup front, Chinese AI company StepFund is preparing for an IPO by unwinding its offshore holding structure, a move that signals confidence in domestic market conditions and regulatory clarity. Sources close to the deal say the company expects a valuation of about $7 billion based on its rapid adoption in e-commerce and digital content. StepFund's models are optimized for high-speed inference on mobile devices, making them ideal for real-time customer service and personalized shopping. Their technology powers recommendation engines used by over 200 million consumers across Asia. The IPO would be one of the first major AI exits from China since regulatory crackdowns began in 2023, and could signal a thaw in tech policy. Investors are watching closely, as a successful listing could unlock billions in venture capital for other AI startups in the region. This isn't just about one company. It's a potential bellwether for China's broader AI ambitions. In healthcare, Wolters Kluwer has launched Noteo Next Expert AI, a new tool designed specifically for notaries in Italy. The system uses natural language processing to verify legal documents, flag inconsistencies, and suggest corrections in real time. Early pilots show a 35% reduction in processing time and a 60% drop in human error. The platform integrates directly with local court databases and digital signature systems, ensuring compliance with national regulations. This is part of a broader trend: specialized AI tools entering highly regulated professions. Unlike general-purpose models, these systems are fine-tuned on domain-specific data and workflows. They don't replace professionals. They augment them for banks and legal firms. That means faster turnaround, lower risk, and better client service. And because the models run on-premise or in private clouds, data never leaves the jurisdiction. That's a key selling point in Europe, where GDPR compliance is non-negotiable. Back in the U.S., a Gallup poll reveals a growing divide in workplace AI adoption. While 68% of companies now offer AI tools, only about 42% of employees are using them regularly. The holdouts aren't just older workers. They're across age groups and roles. The main reasons? Lack of training, fear of errors, and distrust in outputs. Interestingly, those who do use AI report about a 25% gain in productivity, but nearly 40% of that gain is lost to rework due to inaccuracies. This creates a paradox. AI can boost output, but only if users know how to validate results. Companies leading in adoption, like JP Morgan and UnitedHealth, have invested heavily in change management, not just technology. They're training teams to spot hallucinations, verify sources, and integrate AI into workflows without sacrificing oversight. The lesson is clear: tools alone aren't enough. Success depends on culture, process, and continuous learning. One of the most impactful AI deployments this week comes from the healthcare sector, where AI is now helping doctors detect lung cancer earlier. A new system developed by researchers at Stanford and deployed in pilot hospitals uses deep learning to analyze low-dose CT scans with greater accuracy than radiologists alone. In trials involving over 15,000 patients, the AI flagged early-stage nodules that were missed in initial readings, leading to diagnoses up to 6 months sooner. The model was trained on a diverse data set of over 2 million scans, reducing bias across ethnicities and body types. What makes this different from past attempts is its integration into clinical workflows. It doesn't just highlight suspicious areas. It generates structured reports that feed directly into electronic health records. This reduces documentation time by about 30% and allows radiologists to focus on complex cases. With lung cancer survival rates jumping from 18 to 56% when caught early, this isn't just a technical win. It's a potential game changer for public health. In finance, AI is rewriting credit decisioning in real time, and companies like JP Morgan and Capital One are already seeing results. Traditional underwriting can take days, relying on static data and manual reviews. But new AI systems analyze hundreds of variables, including cash flow patterns, transaction history, and even behavioral signals, to make lending decisions in under 90 seconds. One bank reported a 22% increase in loan approval accuracy and a 17% drop in default rates after deploying such a system. The AI doesn't just say yes or no. It suggests customized terms based on risk profiles. For small businesses, that means faster access to capital. For lenders, it means better risk-adjusted returns. The key innovation here is real-time data ingestion. These models continuously learn from new transactions, adapting to changing economic conditions. That's a major shift from quarterly model updates to live learning, and it requires robust data pipelines and governance. But the payoff is clear: more inclusive lending with tighter risk control. Another notable deployment comes from manufacturing, where a Syracuse-based startup is using AI to monitor wildlife near industrial sites. Using audio sensors and machine learning, the system identifies bird and mammal species by their calls, tracking biodiversity in real time. This isn't just environmental monitoring. It's becoming a compliance tool. Companies with ESG mandates can now prove they're minimizing ecological impact. The AI runs on edge devices, processing data locally without constant connectivity. It's been deployed at over 30 sites across the U.S., from solar farms to chemical plants. Accuracy exceeds 95% for common species, thanks to a training set of over 500,000 labeled recordings. The system also detects anomalies, like sudden silence, which could indicate pollution or habitat disruption. For insurers and regulators, this provides an auditable trail of environmental stewardship. And because it's automated, it's far cheaper than manual surveys. This is AI not as a productivity tool, but as a compliance and risk management asset. What these deployments have in common is a shift from experimentation to integration. The most successful ones aren't standalone tools. They're embedded in existing workflows with clear metrics and accountability. They also prioritize reliability over novelty. In healthcare, finance, and environmental monitoring, errors can be costly. So models are designed with guardrails, human-in-the-loop checks, and fallback procedures. Another pattern, data sovereignty. Whether it's patient records in Italy or biodiversity data in upstate New York, organizations are insisting on local processing and storage. This means edge computing, private clouds, and on-premise AI, not just reliance on public APIs. And finally, these systems are increasingly multimodal. They don't just read text. They analyze images, sound, and sensor data. That allows for richer context and better decision-making. The future isn't just smarter models. It's smarter integration. A new tool called DeepGuard is changing how developers secure AI-generated code. Traditional methods rely on fine-tuning models using supervision from the final transformer layer. But researchers have found this creates a final layer bottleneck where vulnerability signals get lost. DeepGuard solves this by aggregating representations from multiple intermediate layers using an attention-based module. This allows it to detect insecure patterns, like hard-coded credentials or SQL injection risks, with about 38% higher accuracy than previous methods. The system works across programming languages and integrates with CI/CD pipelines, flagging issues before deployment. In tests on 10,000 code samples, it reduced false negatives by nearly half. What's powerful is that it doesn't just block bad code. It explains why it's risky, helping developers learn. This is crucial as more junior engineers use AI to write software, Security can't be an afterthought. It has to be built in from the start. Another practical shift is happening in prompt engineering, where a new kill chain canary methodology is helping teams diagnose injection attacks. Instead of just asking if an attack succeeded, this approach tracks a cryptographic token through four stages: exposed, persisted, relayed, and executed. In 950 test runs across five frontier models, researchers found that while all models were initially exposed to malicious input, outcomes diverged downstream. For example, Claude blocked all injections at the memory write stage, while GPT-40 Mini allowed 53% to propagate. The key insight? Write node placement is the highest leverage safety decision. Routing writes through a verified model eliminates most risks. This isn't just theoretical. It's actionable. Teams can now design pipelines with safety in mind, placing verification layers at critical junctions. And because the method works across attack surfaces, it's becoming a standard for enterprise AI architecture. On the hardware side, a new framework called MATCHA is improving deployment of deep neural networks on edge devices with multiple accelerators. Most compilers treat heterogeneous chips as a single unit, but MATCHA uses constraint programming to optimize memory allocation and scheduling across them. By pattern matching and tiling operations across individual units, it achieves up to 35% lower latency and 22% better accelerator utilization on MLPerf Tiny benchmarks. This matters because many industrial AI systems, from factory robots to medical devices, run on system-on-chips with mixed hardware. Getting the most out of them requires fine-grained control. MATCHA also reduces power consumption, extending battery life in portable devices. For developers, this means faster inference without sacrificing accuracy. And because it's open source, it's already being adopted by automotive and robotics firms. The era of one-size-fits-all AI deployment is ending. We're entering the age of precision orchestration. A growing pattern across industries is the rise of digital twin AI, systems that simulate real-world processes to predict outcomes. One example, a new model linking mental health data to type 2 diabetes risk. By analyzing behavioral patterns, sleep quality, and medication adherence, the AI can forecast metabolic changes up to 18 months in advance. This isn't just correlation. It's causal inference. The system was trained on longitudinal data from over 100,000 patients, using techniques from econometrics to isolate variables. Results show a 29% improvement in early detection compared to traditional screening. The same approach is being applied to supply chains, where digital twins simulate disruptions and test mitigation strategies. In finance, they're modeling market reactions to policy changes. The common thread, these systems don't just analyze history, they project futures. That requires high-fidelity data, robust validation, and constant recalibration. But when done right, they turn reactive organizations into proactive ones. Another emerging trend is the professionalization of AI oversight. CCSOs are no longer just worried about data breaches. They're tackling the AI visibility gap. Many companies can't track which models are in use, where their data goes, or how decisions are made. A recent survey found that 61% of enterprises lack a centralized inventory of AI systems. That's a major risk, especially as regulations tighten. In response, firms are appointing AI risk officers and deploying monitoring tools that audit model behavior in real time. These systems track inputs, outputs, and confidence scores, flagging anomalies like sudden drift or bias shifts. Some even use watermarking to trace AI-generated content. The goal isn't to stifle innovation. It's to enable responsible scaling. As AI moves from pilot to production, governance can't be an afterthought. It has to be as rigorous as financial controls. A new distillation framework is making genomic AI models far more efficient. Large foundation models for mRNA analysis can have billions of parameters, too big for routine use. But researchers have developed a method that transfers knowledge from these giants into a smaller, specialized model, reducing size by 200-fold. The key innovation is embedding-level distillation, which preserves biological meaning better than logic-based methods. On mRNA bench, the distilled model matches state-of-the-art performance despite its compact size. This means labs can run analyses locally without relying on cloud infrastructure. It also speeds up drug discovery, where rapid iteration is critical. The technique could be applied to other biological sequences, from proteins to DNA. This isn't just about cost savings. It's about accessibility. Smaller hospitals, universities, and biotechs can now use tools once reserved for well-funded institutions. Another breakthrough comes in multimodal reasoning, where a new task called Unified Multimodal Uncertain Inference UMUI is pushing models to make calibrated probability estimates across text, audio, and video. Previous systems could only handle binary judgments. This one produces fine-grained confidence scores. A 3 billion parameter model trained on this task performs, as well as models 10 times larger. It can say, for example, there's a 73% chance the speaker is lying, based on vocal tone and facial microexpressions. This has applications in fraud detection, mental health screening, and legal analysis. The key is calibration, ensuring the numbers reflect real-world likelihoods. Researchers tested this on real hospital data with promising results. This moves AI from pattern recognition to probabilistic reasoning, a crucial step toward trustworthy deployment in high-stakes domains. Let's talk about uncertainty, because not all AI outputs are created equal. Think of it like a weather forecast. When your app says there's a 70% chance of rain, you pack an umbrella. But if it says 30%, you might take your chances. AI models can do the same. They can assign confidence levels to their answers. This is called probabilistic reasoning. In practice, it means the system doesn't just say yes or no. It says probably yes with 82% confidence. That's crucial in medicine, finance, or law, where wrong answers have real consequences. The best models are not just accurate. They're well calibrated. That means when they say 80%, they're right about 80% of the time. This turns AI from a black box into a transparent partner, one that knows when it's uncertain. Why does this matter for your business? Because trust isn't just about accuracy, it's about honesty. A model that admits uncertainty builds more trust than one that always sounds certain, but is sometimes wrong. Imagine a credit scoring AI that says this applicant has a 65% chance of default, but we're only 50% confident due to incomplete data. That gives a human reviewer the full picture. It enables better decisions, not just faster ones. And it reduces liability. In regulated industries, being able to audit confidence scores could become standard practice. So when evaluating AI tools, don't just ask how accurate they are. Ask how they handle doubt. The future of AI isn't certainty. It's calibrated uncertainty. This podcast has a daily production cost. If you'd like to support me, my latest book, The Last Heaven, is available on Amazon and at ashcroftedition.com. Link on the podcast page. Thank you. Why attention mechanisms work like a spotlight.